100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
Let's go.
Another beautiful day today, expected. Tops of 24.
Gorgeous conditions across the Hunter.
Stunning. Now, of course, time to do a daily roll call.
Check we're all here.
Okay. Crevo, here? Yes. Yes, I am here. That's good. Scott?
Here.
Yep, fantastic. Present. Ari? Ari? Unfortunately,
not good.
Still sick.
Unfortunately, not well at all.
Still very sick, so she's taking another day off. Hopefully gets better soon.
Fingers crossed. Meant to be back tomorrow.
We'll see. We'll see.
Ooh, hopefully.
Hopefully. You know what, though? If you're sick, you're sick.
Absolutely. Stay home.
That's it. We learnt that during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Best way to do it.
Which is apparently, I don't know if it's real.
Apparently it's coming back.
I'm still not sure if it's real.
Look, there's always a variant. There's got to be a new variant every couple of years. There has to be. Shock factor.
It's made up by mask manufacturers.
Oh, of course. It's like a Hallmark holiday for masks.
That's that. You've gone too far,
too
Scott.
Too far this early in the morning.
All right. God, he always does that, Scott. That's what he's known for.
He goes to 10 and I take it to 12.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Now, you went to a big movie premiere last night.
I did.
Exclusive.
You were
dressed up. Did you have a suit on?
I didn't have a suit on, but there were a lot of people that did get dressed up.
In suits?
Yeah, like in costume.
Oh, costume. I was thinking more like a black tie type situation.
Oh, gosh, no. Like, as in, there were people dressed up as various characters from the Marvel Universe.
I see. Were you one of them?
I will tell you a little bit more about it in the show.
Okay.
But with a spoiler free, is that you can't really say too much about the movie because you don't want to ruin the experience for other people.
Oh, I'm not asking about the movie. I want to know if you wore a stupid costume.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't. But if you check out the Novo's Instagram, @thenovos_, I was getting prepared in costume.
But you didn't wear it?
No, I didn't wear it.
Oh, what did you chicken out?
I didn't feel right taking, like, pieces of sticks into the cinema. But then when I got there, there were people walking around dressed up as Wolverine. With the full claws and everything.
So you would have fit.
I would have fit right in. But no, I didn't do that to myself, unfortunately. I should have jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah, you should have.
We'll chat a little, nerds. We'll chat a little bit more about it in the show.
Of course we will.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So, Crevo, it was about this time yesterday morning that you said that the name Karen is going out of fashion.
Yeah, it's going extinct.
Going extinct, and I admitted that I was a Karen because it was only on Tuesday night
that I
put in a complaint to a local fast food joint for just the meal that I got served, and it just wasn't good.
Subpar.
It was subpar. I'm not going to name the business, not at all.
Yeah,
but sent off an email saying, hey, come on, what's the deal? Heard back.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. So the meal itself cost me $6.50.
Sure.
Big spender. Yes. I have been reimbursed $8 in store credit.
Now,
do I have
if
to go
I know, okay.
play the celebration music?
Sorry, I didn't have that ready. Here we go.
Yes!
See, this is so funny, because if it was me, I'd go, give me $10.
Well, I didn't get an option of what they wanted. They specifically emailed and said that I needed to have their app, which, again, I'm not giving too much away because everyone has an app these days. You had to download their app, or if you had their app, provide your details, and they would reimburse you a certain amount. And I had a look, and it said you have $8 worth of credit to spend at this store.
It's so funny, because if it was me and this happened, I'd be like, that's $8. Don't be cheap. Give me 10.
Give me 10.
But you see that as a win, and I know that about you because that's like more than you spent and you got more, so you're like, that's brilliant.
I've ripped off the man $1.50 and all it took was a couple of crocodile tears.
They were crocodile tears. He showed me the photo of the food. It was fine. He was just a bit sore.
Oh, come on. No, but legit, the photo of the food.
No, it did look a bit rubbish.
rubbish. And you go, like, I love this place. I talk about it all the time. And there you go. There's your giveaway.
If you can't guess it by now.
Yeah, I talk about it all the time. And you say,
you're sitting home.
No. Your word's not mine. Start throwing other fast food names just to get
KFC.
Macca's. Hungry Jack. Let's
go. We've said a bunch.
But I go to this place, love this place, thoroughly enjoy their food, picked it up on Tuesday night and went, this is subpar, you got to say something. As a member of the community, you have to say something.
Oh, you're such a community hero, you are. Unbelievable. I'm glad you sorted that out and you were now $8 richer. I can't wait to see what you spend that on.
Thank you very much. Probably the same thing I bought last time.
Probably. Don't complain again. Hey, coming up next, we've had in this area people slowing down the trains by protesting, mucking around.
Not about it. Go away.
Do something on your own time.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, we're talking about Solomon the Tortoise. Now, over in England, it's a big thing to have a tortoise as a pet.
Huge. Why?
Good question, but lots and lots of people do. Often, it's like a multi-generational pet even. Like, your grandpa bought it, and it just lives in the garden, and it just, and they live for so long, 80 years or 100 years or something.
Crush the Turtle from Finding Nemo, famously 150 years old and still going.
There you go. These ones, yeah, they just live in, like, English country gardens, but they can be a bit mischievous, especially in summer. So it's summer at the moment, and Solomon the Tortoise has escaped and gotten away. Now, he decided, obviously not at a very quick pace, but he got away nonetheless. Perhaps they were away for the weekend or something. Anyway, he decided to go for a walk, walks onto the train line, and English train driver goes, oh dear, tortoise on my on my train line. I can't drive anymore. Stops, and they have to, like, delays the whole situation. This train's delayed, the one behind waiting's delayed, they're all delayed. They have to go and catch this tortoise, and how good is this for a solution? The engineers picked up the tortoise and put it on the train.
Brilliant.
Because there was a vet at the next station.
Nice.
So they're like, don't worry, there's a tortoise on the way. Make sure, you know, one of your veterinarians are there to pick it up.
If anyone's a turtle or a tortoise expert across the Hunter, give us a buzz. Let us know, 4967-4105. Can you microchip a tortoise?
Oh, great question.
If there's a way that you could, I know you can microchip cats and dogs.
Sure.
But can you microchip other animals?
I don't know.
How would you know where the tortoise goes?
That's why they keep getting lost out of English country gardens. My suggestion is, and I don't think they've thought of this, a little bit of super glue and an air tag. Job done.
Oh, yes.
On the
shell. Yes, okay.
I doubt it would bother the tortoise. I just doubt it. Anyway, the vet found it, and then they were able to find the owner who went and collected it from the vet.
So Solomon's woken up this morning and got, I'm getting away, not fast enough, got to go to the train station.
And then, can you imagine, right, for a tortoise, the quickest it's ever gone is a leisurely pace at best. And then, for one time, it went like 70 k's an hour in a train. That is a life-changing moment for a tortoise.
Have you thought about that, like animals, if they are on trains or they get onto public transport or whatever and then it just goes and then they rock up hundreds of kilometres or miles away from where they originally started. They must not compete.
They go, wow, where
are my friends gone?
It's like when a fly gets in the car at Hexham and flies out at Sydney.
Yeah.
Where is my family?
Yeah. Mum, Dad.
It's such a long way home.
UFM. The Novos.
The
Novos.
The CrowdStrike and Microsoft issues that happened last Friday sent computers worldwide into a frenzy.
Yeah.
And it was all about a security upgrade or something. At 5 p.m. on a Friday, everybody's like, what's going on? Why are you doing it then? Beside the point. That's got to be one of the biggest work stuff-ups you've seen in a long time.
And you know, at the pointy end of it, it was probably one or two people's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine the meeting with your manager.
Trying to justify your paycheck after that.
Oof. Tough to do.
There's businesses coming out. I saw a local business actually talking, a local business owner, I should say, talking recently on TikTok about how, thank heavens, we use Apple. And again, it's literally just pushed things in the complete opposite direction that Microsoft have had this lead. They've got it all established. And then one stuff up and everyone goes, where's the Mac?
Well, yeah.
Where is it?
Crazy, because it wasn't even Microsoft's fault.
It wasn't even my... Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So with this whole issue going on, everyone's pointing the blame at CrowdStrike and Microsoft, but nobody's really taking that much attention about other work stuff-ups that are happening, because everyone goes, oh, well, can't be as bad as CrowdStrike.
That was the worst. That was the worst. As lucky it's not that.
That was pretty bad. A couple of ones kicking around the traps that I've found are, we're heading over to the US for both of these stories. A man awaiting trial on a very serious charge, mistakenly released from prison over a clerical error. So from what I can understand, get this. So the case number was, he was 13, for example, this all for example.
Yeah.
His case number was 13, and then some other case was 31. And the other case got dismissed, and they wrote 31. They went, 31, oh, that's him.
He wanted a 13, but they drew a 31.
Exactly. Put Blink-182 on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, got the wrong person.
Wow.
They got the wrong person out of prison. Yes.
I mean, if you... Firstly, the poor other person who was supposed to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
And secondly, there's now a potentially dangerous person out there.
And the kicker is that the attorney got the request for release, just didn't say anything about it. For the person with the serious charges, didn't say anything, just went, yep, okay, let him out.
Let him out. Sometimes your job's done for you.
Yes, sometimes. And you just go, no, that's not
good.
That's
less than ideal. Someone's made a big stuff up.
And staying over in the States, a company-wide email has got a bloke fired because he's reportedly received a calendar invite from a colleague, and then he's hit reply all and written to, quote, what color are your panties? And
oh,
it's gone wide. And straight after that, he replied with again, you can't. You can't really say that. What do you do? So he's doubled down and said, I was messaging a fraternity brother of mine, and it was completely inappropriate. I do apologize. Nothing to do with work. Damage is done, lad. Damage is done.
Lose your job over that.
He's lost his job, the stuff ups. Oh, still not as bad as CrowdStrike.
No, that has affected way more people.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So, I'm not really a big sports guy in general, but this I'm excited about. So, my old workmate, who we worked together for probably like 4 years, his wife is going to be in the games.
No.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's a bit of a, like, comeback story as well, because she... So her first one was getting to Tokyo, and then she had a baby and thought, that's probably it. Probably not going to go again. She's in her 30s. And yet she qualified and she's off. And I was like, oh, can we watch it? Have to be on the Stan app, which adds a little element to it. But I can get that.
Yeah, of course.
It's my friend's wife's going to be competing. She's doing table tennis.
Oh, that's awesome, yep.
On the 5th of August.
Cool.
So I'm going to figure out the time. I'm so excited for him.
Well, the games have actually kicked off.
Yeah, that's what... this is part of the excitement.
Oh, very much so. But it's on the telly as we speak.
Yeah.
And so you can watch part of it. You know what? A lot of people chatting about the time differences. Mm. If we're up doing these hours, Crevo...
it's going
to
be perfect.
It's going to suit our schedule perfectly to watch the games.
Yeah, I mean, how much could Stan cost? $20
already
for
pay
month.
For it, mate.
Yeah,
already pay for it. I put it up on the screen.
Yes,
let's do it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for him. And they've just got this little kid, and she's been training till 10 o'clock every night after work. It's amazing. Her name's Shelley, and I can't wait to see this.
You love seeing Olympians go back to back, don't you?
Oh my god!
They go with different.
Olympics
that they're continuing their career in their sporting career over multiple different games. Oh,
it's very exciting. So as soon as I find out when it is, because we'll be up. So
yeah, of course.
Absolutely perfect. I'm so thrilled about this.
Whack it on the telly.
New FM. Hey, we're gonna remember the Novos on this day.
Having a look back in history for the 25th of July, way back in 1814, English engineer George Stephenson introduced his first steam locomotive. He's known as the father of railways.
Ah.
So it's the technology that got things rolling. In 1980...
steamy.
very steamy. Akadaka in 1980, they released Back in Black, the album, seventh album.
Iconic.
What an album.
Certainly.
And I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
But there is an AC/DC...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But there is an AC/DC song in the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Oh.
Which is not a secret because the soundtrack has been released.
Okay, no spoiler needed though. And what happens at the end of the movie again?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I just tried to explain something to you, Creever, and you looked at me like I had two heads.
I have no idea.
I said, Creever, you got to go see this movie? And he said, no. And I went, well, cool. Here's what happened. And he goes, okay.
None of it meant anything to me.
Yeah, but
none
it was,
of it.
Yeah, but it was fun. 1993, Sleepless in Seattle was released. 1999, Lance Armstrong. A lot of Tour de France news recently. It's all about this time of the year.
Yeah.
It was on this day back in 1999 that Lance Armstrong won his first Tour de France. Then he went on to win seven consecutive, which were then stripped when he was found out to be a drug cheat.
That's right.
Yeah, no good. No good at all.
Were all seven stripped?
Yeah, I do believe so.
Yeah, interesting.
He was,
cheating since the start.
Yeah, getting out of the industry. That was shunned. 1997, scientists announced the first human stem cells to be cultured in a laboratory.
Ooh.
This is, so again,
that
it's
is big.
So it's come a long way since 97 till now, but still, there's so much more to be done.
Absolutely.
Watched a TikTok yesterday, and again, swear I get all my info from, so reliable sources.
Sure.
Apparently, there is, if you have your ear chopped off, full Van Gogh-ing it, if your ear gets chopped off,
full Trumping it.
Oof, oh, too soon.
No, it isn't.
Too soon.
It's fine. You can make there's that joke. He was wearing the patch on the wrong side the other day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, there's apparently a bit of cartilage in your rib cage. And if you cut it out, then you can, then the doctor can cut it into the shape of an ear, insert it in your arm so that it gets like blood vessels through it. Then when it's like properly formed, they take it out of your arm and then they can sew it to your ear. And it's got blood vessels in it. I look. Tell you what, TikTok is a wonderland. Who would ban such an app?
Well, good question. I mean, Surgeon Scott over here, he's apparently qualified now to do the surgery, which is exciting.
I've seen a video. I'm all over it. Give me a scalpel. Let's go, coach.
Easy, right? I changed, a little element on a computer or something once by watching a YouTube video. Surely it's the same.
God, I can flush a toilet. Call me a plumber. It's as simple as that. 2010, WikiLeaks, they started publishing classified documents about the war in Afghanistan, one of the largest leaks in US military history.
That's right.
2021, the Australian women's 4x100-meter relay team, they won at Tokyo 2020, which was in 2021.
Yeah.
It was the third straight Olympics where the Aussies have taken out this medal. They're hoping to do it a fourth time at the Games this year. Huge.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. The Dolphins are well prepared. Anastasia Palaszczuk's birthday today, turning 55. Matt LeBlanc from Friends, turning 57. And Crevo, one for you, National Cheese and Wine Day.
Oh, you're talking my language.
Can't turn down a truffle cheese. Can turn down a wine, but can't turn down a truffle cheese.
You're a truffle cheese man. You absolutely. Like a truffle camembert or more of a cheddar?
Now you're getting too technical.
If it's got a truffle in it. You're a fan.
I'll take it.
There we go. He loves the truffle cheese, truffle butter, anything.
Truffle chips?
Yeah.
Shut up and take my money.
Certainly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Earlier in the show, we talked about CrowdStrike. This is that sort of Norton antivirus, but for big companies. It went out and caused a lot of, chaos, basically.
Havoc on Friday. Yeah.
A lot of computers went to blue screen, that sort of thing. Now, of course, this caused huge cost in terms of what companies had to pay for, I guess, people missing out on things, flights being missed, all that sort of stuff. They reckon it will cost just the Fortune 500 companies in America $5.4
billion.
Jeez. Is the cost of this one mistake.
Oh,
right?
No.
Pretty bad, pretty bad. And you can be sure in the future there will be lawsuits, that sort of stuff. But they've decided to do a bit of an apology, which is good, CrowdStrike. So what they've done, right, is they've been sending different companies Uber Eats vouchers, right?
No, yeah. You're kidding.
So one, it's called TechCrunch. They got sent a voucher for $10 for their outage. Furthermore, how about this? When they checked the voucher, it had an error message and said the card had been cancelled and was no longer valid. So you've got mistakes on top of mistakes.
They're really bunkering down, aren't they? And when it rains, it pours for CrowdStrike.
They They're in so much trouble. So, furthermore, then they were talked, like, they're obviously talking about what's going to happen in the future. And they said, the cybersecurity firm has vowed to make changes to prevent it from happening again. Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, the changes should already be underway.
Yeah, you should be working on that, like, 24/7 until that thing is fixed.
Yeah.
Because 5.4 billion just to the top 500 companies in America. What was the global cost of that?
Heaps.
Extraordinary.
There was, again, the media outlets were affected, the shopping centers, supermarkets, everything.
Airlines.
Would have cost the economy just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So much money. And expired $10 Uber Eats cards.
All is forgiven.
I don't think so.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
It's review time, Crevo.
Oh.
It is time. Deadpool and Wolverine, got to be the biggest movie of the year, is out. It came out yesterday, and I was at one of the first screenings that they had at Glendale Event Cinemas.
Oh, it's superb. It's so nice there, isn't it?
Good cinema.
Yeah.
And comfortable chairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're sitting there, and you go, this is one of the best chairs in a cinema I've sat in.
Now, I'm not giving anything away about the movie.
All right. What happened in the beginning, middle, and end?
The only thing I will say, you are trying to get it out of me, Crevo, and I am not falling for that. Not again. The only thing I will say is if you are going to go and watch Deadpool and Wolverine, go back to school and attend your Marvel history class. Do a bit of research and know what's happening before you come into the cinema.
It's all about the history of Marvel, this movie.
Not the history of Marvel, but know your Marvel history. Okay. That's a good one. Know your Marvel history. That's the advice I'll give. Something I was a little bit disappointed by.
Oh, no.
The atmosphere in the cinema.
What are you talking about?
Why was it that when the Marvel logo came up on the screen and I cheered, I was the only one cheering in the entire cinema?
So that came up and you went off yet, and everyone else is just like,
I've been to midnight screenings. This wasn't a midnight screening, but I've been to midnight screenings before. And the big one that I remember was Star Wars.
Yeah.
When the new Star Wars Episode 7 came out, Lucasfilms, the logo came up on the screen for George Lucas, and the cinema went bananas. Went off its tree.
Such a nerd.
And me included. And then last night I was like, let's get this hype going.
And nobody wanted to.
Nobody wanted to.
So, and also tell everyone about your Wolverine, homemade Wolverine claws.
Oh, how funny. I sent this to Crevo yesterday, sent him a message that I made homemade Wolverine claws. My housemate, Adrian, said, why don't you just use chopsticks? I was going to go down to the park and get some sticks. He goes, why don't you just use chopsticks? And I did it and put them through my hair. Look, it's a real good video. Check it out at the Novos _.
Real good is a relative term.
Hey. It was just all me getting hyped up for the show last night. Look, it's out now. Go and watch it.
So funny.
The other thing is some people dressed up, but not as many as I thought would get dressed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was
a couple walking around.
Glendale nerd gang.
Well, I definitely flexed at that. Hi, I work for New FM. Can I take your photo? And I got a couple.
Yeah.
I got a couple, and there was a photographer there taking photos
New FM. How's the tickets on this bloke? Unbelievable.
Here we go. Better than going up to somebody and going, excuse me, I really like your Wanda Maximoff costume. Can I have a photo?
Wanda Waxamon, whatever
it's
like, it is.
It's like talking to a brick wall in here. The Marvel fans that are listening are literally shaking, going, Crevo, why don't you get it?
Hey, it's $1 billion movie, right? That's what you're saying.
Since watching the movie,
I've revised my estimates. Interesting. Take that for what you will as a review.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
What's your partner do that's annoying?
You know what? Great opportunity. Get something off your chest about your partner and then get a night away from them.
Now, yesterday on the show, Crevo, we were talking about this woman who is on Reddit asking whether she should divorce her husband because of this one annoying habit. And the habit is that he drives home and he sits in the car in the driveway for 10 minutes, no more, no less, every single day.
Won't go inside.
There's even when there's emergency stuff happening inside, he's like, no, I need to sit there now.
For exactly 10 minutes.
Now, the doctors of Reddit have said he could have A, B, C, D, E conditions, and you're like, doesn't matter, we're not laughing at his conditions or potential conditions, laughing at the fact that what does your partner do that annoys you? To the point of divorce, it's bit of a stretch.
That's intense.
Now, ultimate bravery shown on the show yesterday by yourself and me, Crevo, yeah. where both of us, who are happily coupled men,
yeah.
said, what are noises about our partners? Now, well, you don't need to repeat the stories.
Oh, we can. That's fair enough.
You're a very brave man.
yeah, fair enough. Man. Yeah, for me, it was when my wife Emmy doesn't hang the bath mat up after having a shower, just on the floor. And yep. I always just, you know what, be the change you want to see is what I say and just hang it up. That's fine.
And for
it's
me,
annoying though.
My partner Britt and I have very different diets. She's a very healthy eater. I'm not. And she comes around and says, where are the vegetables? I want to eat vegetables. I don't have any.
Because you live the single bachelor at home life.
I do.
Well, even though you've got a partner.
Breakfast of Pringles. That's how we
he
go.
He had Pringles for breakfast yesterday, just I did. FYI.
I did. Oh, I had some left over.
These are the sort
Sue me. Sue me.
It's a potato, I guess.
Exactly.
Same as a hash brown.
Now, in going off what annoys you about your partner, yeah. for Britt, what annoys her about me.
Oh, yes.
That I'll talk about on the radio.
Oh, there's... Yeah, well... You're in for it, is all I can say.
Now, I've done a quick Google search. The top 40 most annoying things partners do. We'll go through the top five.
Okay.
Leaves crumbs on the kitchen side or kitchen side table.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll say about Emmy here. Here's another one. When she cooks, clean a bit as you go. You know? Because I'm doing most of the cooking at the moment. Clean as you go. Tidy up.
Yep.
When Emmy cooks, it's like somebody's robbed our kitchen. There's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, go hard or go home.
It's like a cyclone has ripped through the kitchen.
She's not doing it by halves.
Food's amazing. I'll say that. But it is a mammoth job to clean up.
Well, coming in at number four is makes a mess when cooking.
So, there we go.
Yeah, tick them off. Tick for
tick,
Emmy.
Tick. Oh, here we go. I should just have one of these ready.
Number three is passing wind. I don't think that can annoy you about your partner. It's got to happen.
Dumb.
That's dumb. We move on. Number two, doesn't listen to what you're saying.
Hey?
What? We didn't even plan that.
No need. No need.
Doesn't listen to what you're saying. Now, look, I think I'm a good listener to the point where Britt tells me something and then goes, you will remember that in 6 months' time. And then 6 months' time you go, I remember when you said this. And she's like,
Knew it.
No. And then finally, number one, the most annoying thing according to this study is that your partner snores. And
I'm a big snorer.
I'm not. Never snored a day in my life.
That you remember.
Britt begs to differ, but I've never heard myself.
So you don't.
It's fake news.
Fake news. All right. It's just the little things that don't really matter,
but they are
annoying. 4967-4105. What annoys you about your partner? You can dob them in. It's a little chance to vent. This is free therapy, right?
Raymond Terrace, Katie. Hey, Katie, tell us what's annoying you about your partner.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Good. So my partner, every time he makes a coffee or a tea, he'll just leave the milk out on the bench. Will not pack it away.
That would give me
it's annoying me from here. I mean, Raymond Terrace is what, 20 something minutes from Sandgate, and boy oh boy, I'm feeling ya.
Wow.
Have you tried telling him put it back in the fridge? Obviously, so many times.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone. She's so angry, she's gone.
It's a bit of a... she's got like a sort of, I don't know, terror from it. Let's go to Raymond Terrace. We're staying in Raymond Terrace.
In the terrace.
Not far to go. Hey, Debbie, what's annoying you about your partner?
Well, I'm a bit of a social creature and I like to occasionally go out for dinner.
Yeah, okay.
But my husband's idea of going out for dinner... is a drive-through KFC.
Oh. Are you married to Scott?
I would go through the drive-through any day of the week, Debbie.
Love it. All right, so where would you prefer to go? Somewhere a bit classier, yeah? Where are you thinking?
Anywhere other than a drive-through, like even like the local club or pub, or just to be out. You know, having a meal, a nice
meal. So you're like, come on, darling, let's go out for dinner. And he goes, yeah, no worries, I'll drive. And then suddenly...
What can I get for you?
What would you like, a Zinger burger, anything? And you're like, no, it's a no for you, right?
So, Debbie, just as a bit of context, tomorrow night, my partner Britt, she's coming up this weekend from Sydney. Tomorrow night, we're going to Earp Distillery in Carrington. Super-duper fancy gin distillery. I don't drink gin.
Is that
put me at the Guzmani Gomez drive-thru. Like, drop me there, drop Brit at the distillery, and Debbie, I reckon that's the way to go. Your husband and I would get along real well.
Debbie's
drink.
Yeah, he doesn't even drink. Oh, jeez. Problem after problem, in my opinion.
That's it. Dungog, Jess, hey, Jess, what's annoying you about your partner?
Not every night, but most nights, just as we're going to bed, he seems to pick his toenail. So you're trying to get to sleep, what? And all you hear is this. Yeah, it's annoying, it's gross, and I told him. But he just does it, he can't help it, and it's just frustrating, because only when you're trying to go to sleep.
Did you say it was every night he's picking his toenail?
No, he said almost every night.
Oh,
that is kind of gross.
No.
Weird habit too, to do in bed.
A very odd one. Don't do it in bed.
Definitely not. In Singleton, Morgan, what's annoying you about your partner?
Hi, good morning. And my partner turns off all the PowerPoints, including the microwave and the TV.
Oh, my God.
He's an energy-conscious bloke.
No. That is so annoying. He must be, like, worried that the little tiny light on the side of the microwave or whatever is just burning too much power.
Yep, it comes down to the power bill. We got to save from the microwave.
Morgan. You know what, Morgan? Get rid of him. Sounds awful. I reckon that's the only path from here.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, now yesterday on the show, we talked about how it was National Drive-Thru Day.
Mm.
You know, celebrating going through drive-thru restaurants, whatever. And we played a game where you had to listen to our drive-thru order, three items, and repeat it back.
It sounds easier than it actually is.
All you had to do was repeat it back. Unfortunately, unable to do it, right? Our contestant yesterday did not win.
Who was a drive-thru worker, they told us.
That's what they were like, oh, I'm so confident. I've worked at Macca's in the drive-thru the last 3 months. Yep. This will be so easy.
And Macca's people famously always remember to ask you Coke for the drink and sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
They never forget. That's in the training manual.
You would have thought so. Unfortunately, though, under the pressure of listening to our order, missed out.
Mm.
So, we've decided to bring the drive-thru game back. It is so easy, or so it seems. It's basically a kind of little memory game. We give you three items in a drive-thru order.
Through the speaker box, it's a bit hard to tell.
And you just have to repeat it back. Three items, you hear it? Right, I'm going to test you now, Scott.
Yeah.
Just quickly. Here's three things. Cow, chicken, horse. Repeat them back.
Cow, chicken, I can't remember the last one.
Come on now.
Horse.
Yeah, there. See? You heard that? That was pretty easy, wasn't it?
If you can do that...
But with fast food items.
With fast food items, pick yourself up $50 to go spend at the Foundry Cafe on King.
Oh, and the food there is stunning.
I want to put you to the test real quick, Crevo.
Okay.
In the smoothies and shakes department, are you a berry smoothie or a banana smoothie guy?
Berry every time.
Really?
Yeah, banana to me only belongs in using it to see how big things are, like banana for scale. Yeah.
Okay.
Or banana bread. Or banana bread.
Or fake phones.
Yeah, fake phones.
Fake phones is a good one.
Or in a banana man costume.
Fair. So we're playing the drive-thru game. If you can recite our drive-thru order back to us, I'm working the speaker box, Crevo's in the car, recite it back to us, $50 to go spend at the Foundry Cafe on King.
What a great way to start your Thursday. 4967-4105. Call up now. All you got to do is listen to three fast food items and say them back.
Simple. Harder,
simple or hard? I think it's simple. I think it'd be so easy. Let's meet our first contestant for this morning, shall we?
To Ellie Barner, Chantel. Hey, Chantel. Now, straight off the bat, have you worked a drive-thru before?
No, not a drive-thru. I did waitressing when I was at school for 5-6 years.
Okay, you're qualified.
Even better. Yep. Did you ever do that thing where you just take someone's order without writing it on the pad?
All the time.
Really?
God, that's...
Risky. You ever get it wrong?
You get used to it.
Yeah, okay.
So that was a yes.
That's definitely a yes.
I didn't hit it, but that was a yes.
All right, Chantel. So I'm going to play the order that's gone through the speaker box with Scott as the server today. Have a listen. If you can get the three things right, the prize is yours. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, hi. Welcome to drive-thru. What can I get for you?
Yeah, can I please get a large
classic Angus meal. Coke as a drink.
Anything else?
One spicy ripper roll.
Anything else?
You also get a chai latte.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Anything else?
No more anything else.
All right, next window, thank you.
Okay, it's Chantel.
Large classic Angus roll, a meal. Oh, crap.
No, that wasn't one of the items.
That wasn't one of them.
Unfortunately, you're out. Sorry about that.
This is hard, Crevo. Should we try another?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, to Swansea, Jacob. Morning, Jacob. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Mate, not too bad. We're going to play the drive-through order back for you, see if you can tell us exactly what Crevo's ordered. The hint being, make sure you're listening.
Okay, you ready? Sure here we go. Listening. Here we go. Yep. It's three items, all right? Here we go.
Oh, hi. Welcome to drive-through. What can I get for you?
Yeah, can I please get a large classic Angus meal? Coke as a drink.
Anything else?
One spicy ripper roll.
Anything else?
You also get a chai latte.
Anything else?
No, thanks.
Anything else?
No more anything else.
All right, next window, thank you.
It's in your court, Jacob. What did Crevo order in the drive-thru?
Large classic Angus meal with the Coke, a ripper roll and a chai latte.
Oh, you know what? It was a spicy ripper roll, but I'm still going to give it to you. Well done.
Close enough is good enough.
Yeah,
in Crevo's eyes.
Yeah, that was close enough.
Do you know what, Jacob? You've got the benefit of the doubt on your side. It's day one. We're massaging out the game.
Yeah, this is a new game.
Tomorrow, we're not going to be so lenient.
Yeah, I might not let regular ripper roll go through the keeper, but this time you've got it. $50 to spend at the Foundry Cafe. Another local winner. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good on you. You're very welcome.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And what do? How much do you make? It's a question all over TikTok at the moment.
God, with, these videos annoy me so much.
You reckon? Yeah. That's one of the worst trends at the moment.
It's up there. At the very first one you saw, you're like, oh, this is interesting. Mm. Second one, oh, yeah. And then after that, it's get this thing off my feet.
Well, it's done by a lot of, like, hiring agencies like Seek or...
Right.
They work in the recruitment space, specifically looking at this one video by Get Ahead. The whole point is you get ahead in life.
Sure.
By making money.
Mm-hmm.
They do on-the-street interviews, which is always risky. I mean, the Hawk Tour girl came from a...
On-the-street interview.
But it sent her to viral success. Now, these lads have been stopped on the streets. I'm going to assume that it's in... Oh, it's in Brisbane, yeah. And look, you get an opportunity to say something into the microphone, it's shoved in your face, and then you come out with this.
What do you do and how much do you make?
We're professional gamblers.
Yeah, true.
I reckon I've won about 50 grand in the last 6 months and probably spent five to get it.
How old are you?
18.
18.
Mate, for him on the pokies, it's different.
They talk to me.
They talk to me.
Now, we've got to say, gamble responsibly, of course, but come on. 18 years old on the streets of Brisbane going, I'm a professional gambler. Not about it. Something smells a bit off.
Just a little bit, especially if you are making your fame and fortune from the pokies.
Now, there is an Instagram account that accompanies the interview that they've done, and you go, you know what? Like, they've come out since they've copped a whole heap of backlash with people going, look at these heroes.
Yeah.
Look at them. They've copped a lot of backlash. They've come out saying that it's all just a bit of fun. They're just larrikins having a laugh in the casinos. But again, when it comes down to a day in the life question,
this is what they did.
So then, what's like a day look like for you guys? The day to day.
Wake up, play golf, get a few beers going, go to the casino.
Yeah.
You know, work as we call it. Either a good day or a bad day, it's still work.
I'll put it away, lad.
So you know what? They make a good point. Whether it's a good day or a bad day, it is still work.
99% of the time, if you're on the punt, it's going to be a bad day.
You've got the percentages about right. Possibly even higher.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And the games have officially, unofficially started.
I know, no opening ceremony.
Yeah.
It's already playing.
Not for a couple of days, the opening ceremony. As we've discussed before, it's all about sports like rugby sevens and football, women's football, which kicks off today, I do believe, or tomorrow.
Nice.
It's because they've got more games they've got to fit it in. So they've got a little bit of extra time just to buffer it out there. Opening ceremonies in a couple of days. The Australian flag bearers announced yesterday afternoon Jess Fox, the canoeist, and Eddie Ockenden, who is a field hockey player.
How good.
So awesome. Awesome stuff.
Congrats to them.
Yeah,
it's a big honour.
Massive honour.
Yeah.
Massive honour to walk out there with the flags and represent the country on the next level as well. Like, you're already on the world stage, but to be even more on the world stage, the camera will be on the flag bearers.
That's right. Yeah. So, look, very exciting couple of weeks ahead. Everyone's pumped about this.
Yep.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we're talking about near misses overseas here. This is because at Yellowstone National Park, which is the most famous national park in America, they have this sort of semi-active volcano, and you can walk out on like a boardwalk around this, and you can see steam shooting up out of the ground. There's multiple places you can do it in this national park. It's a very famous tourist activity. You can go there and get your photos taken, and you're, you know, seeing a real volcano.
Of course.
It's a kind of amazing thing to do on holidays. However, there's footage that's come out from 2 days ago when people were just walking on this boardwalk, and one of these steam vents decided to do a big old blow-up.
Yeah.
Not just your average foof of steam. This was a big old blow-up, mud and ash and everything going everywhere. It looks like no one was really injured. People did have to run, though. Yeah. They, like, run to get out of there. It was real... A bit scary there for a minute.
You'd be frightened as.
You would, because you're thinking, how big's this thing going to go? You know, is some of this hot mud going to land on me? What's going to go on? Luckily, pretty incident-free overall. Mm. But this is what we're after here. 4967-4105, did you have a near-miss overseas? Because, like, a volcano is kind of an extreme example. Yeah. But it could be around something with transport, or you were supposed to be somewhere and something happened.
Now, Trevor, you and I have done a lot of travelling individually.
Sure.
So, stories are plenty.
Yeah.
One for me that I didn't realise at the time, and nothing happened, so I don't want to sound like a drama queen.
Yeah.
But nothing happened, but given the state of affairs now that you know about, you go, would I do that again? Probably not. I went to a presidential debate when I was in the States.
Oh, right.
It was the debate number 2 of Trump and Clinton in 2016.
Jeez,
it was
a Trump one as well.
I went to a Trump debate, and I was on the streets with everyone.
Jeez.
And it was just wild. And at the time, you thought nothing of it. You go, this is a life experience that America is changing.
Yeah.
And you want to be witnessing it, because I just happened to be in the city where it was, St. Louis. But now you go, would you go there? Absolutely not.
Could have been very different.
Could have been very different, absolutely. Would I recommend anybody goes to any sort of American political event? Never in a million years.
Probably not anymore. Things have changed. This is the sort of thing we're after. So I went on a bus in India up through like this valley in the Himalayas up to the Kulu Valley, and we're riding along this bus, and it's very narrow roads. It's like in so much so that when you're sort of passing two cars, like one has to wait for a bit that you can pass around, that sort of thing. We went around this corner, and the bus driver said, I was sitting right at the front, he says, look down there. I looked down there, and there's like a postage stamp of a bus down the bottom. He said, this was the same bus as this route.
No. Nope.
From about 6 months ago.
Nope.
And then he just kept driving. And I was like, wow, that's very dangerous.
Thanks for that. Have you been to Southeast Asia?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
The tuk-tuks.
Oh, yes. They can be very, very dangerous.
The tuk-tuks are the carts pulled by a moped.
Once again, you're very nervous
risky.
About that whole... Can be very, very dangerous, especially in some parts of the world. 4967-4105. Have you had a near miss overseas? Or maybe it's someone you know that was supposed to, you know, be somewhere or do something, and it, you know, all went wrong but didn't, you know, a near miss. The prize today is awesome. We've got the ultimate girls night out at Sydney Hotshots South Merriweather. This is happening. This includes 4 tickets. So you and 3 friends, you get a meet and greet, photo opportunity, a bottle of bubbly, and a snack board. This is worth over $300.
Jeez,
awesome prize.
Great event to go to.
Yeah, great event.
And a lot of fun too.
Oh,
We went last year.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to win this, 4967-4105. What was your near-miss overseas story? Or like I said, friend, family, that kind of thing.
Robbie's in Charlestown this morning. Hey, Robbie, what happened overseas?
Well, it was back in 1989. We're on our honeymoon.
Okay.
In Bali.
Sure.
So at the time, I weighed about 45 kilo, and I was up paraflying.
Yeah.
And the little green wave, the coloured flag that you had to pull on which side to lean.
I was
that light that when I was pulling down, it wasn't going anywhere. And all I could see was the roof of the cafe.
Oh.
I was going towards, and so they had to gun the boat to take me back around. So I ended up I was jumping up and down with both hands on one side to land the parachute.
Oh, my God.
You could have just taken off. You were too light, was it, Robbie?
Yeah, I was only about 45 kilos.
Yeah, blown away, a stiff breeze knocked you over.
That's it. Very, very close. Could have gone so wrong, right? Another story from Indonesia for you here. My parents, they were going to take a ferry from Java, which is a big island next to Bali, over to another island, right?
Yeah.
So that the ferry they knew was leaving at like 12 o'clock or something. In the middle of the day. So they're getting close, bit of a traffic jam. They arrive just as the ferry is leaving.
Mm. Like,
oh, what a nightmare. Yeah, we already had a ticket. So annoying. No dramas. We'll go back. We've got a flight. So they got a flight and they arrived there and there was like pandemonium in town where they had arrived in this other island. They're like, what's going on? The ferry had sunk.
No.
The ferry had sunk.
Oh, terrible.
So close. A near miss overseas.
Well, you hear stories about that, particularly after like terrible events like 9/11.
Supposed to be there on the day or something.
There's so many stories about was meant to be on that plane, am not, new lease on life.
That's it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So, fascinating scenes in the area of Tamil Nadu in India, in the Tiruvallur district, right? Oh, sorry, that's the village, because that is the ancestral home of Kamala Harris.
Oh!
So, if you go way, way back, this is in India, this is what it is claimed, and they've put up a giant vinyl banner for Kamala Harris.
Wow, in support.
In support. And they're saying there's a prayer schedule that they're starting. They're hoping that she gets in, obviously.
Of course.
And that will increase as the elections get closer.
Wow, the ancestry's coming through thick and fast.
Very, very interesting. So apparently she's never visited this particular village, but they say that in the temple in that village, she is named as a donor to the temple. Her name is on the wall.
Okay.
So very, very interesting to see, obviously they're very excited about this.
Of course they are. Well, the election's, 100 days away? And it is worldwide news, isn't it? It is the best reality show you can watch.
If she gets in, they're saying, this is their quotes, that she must visit.
Yeah.
Now, will she visit? I don't know.
Yeah, surely.
If you're already going to India for some reason as the president, surely you'd make a little trip there.
Well, do you take holidays? Surely you do. Yeah, all politicians get holidays.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, just take a trip. Why not?
Why not? A great question. Why not? All I can say is I hope she gets in, because imagine the scenes in that village
it
on
will
that day.
Erupt.
Game changer. Game changer for that village, right? Who's never heard of this before? Not me.
No, that's the funny thing is that when these celebrities or icons come from these little known towns out of nowhere, bang.
It's not even her. It's her, great, 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 great grandparents or whatever.
There's a connection.
There is a connection.
There is some form of connection.
They have their fingers crossed perhaps more than anyone.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And bringing her show, The Boop and Twirl Tour, to the Newcastle Civic Theatre on the 22nd of September, the Orange Butterfly Bus is coming on tour. It's Emma Memma. Good morning.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Emma, this tour is happening real close to your birthday.
It is. 21st of September is my birthday, which I can remember by the Earth, Wind & Fire song always. But the day after, we'll be in lovely Newcastle.
Now, how are you going to celebrate your birthday? What does an Emma Memma birthday typically look like?
Emma Memma birthday is usually spent on tour, so that's nice. And we get to actually meet families all around Australia, so we might be able to go out and see the local Newcastle situations.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So the Boop and Twirl Tour, it's going to be massive. Elvin Melbourne's coming with you. BB Butterfly, Waffles the Wombat,
What is there more to say? I mean, there's a lot of twirling, there's a lot of dancing, and we've just finished our first part of the Brisbane Twirl Tour. Actually, the crowds have been so beautiful, bringing lots of craft for myself and Elvin, and a lot of dance moves.
Now, you've mentioned a lot of twirling. What about booping? Will there be much booping?
There's a lot of booping. We have a new song called Boop on Your Nose, and actually it's been the standout for the tour so far. Some people have even made T-shirts, their own boop T-shirts.
Oh, that's good. Or handmade merch. You'll take that anyway.
Handmade.
If you are looking to pick up some MMM merch, you've got a Big W. That must be pretty cool to walk into Big Dub and see your face around the joint.
Oh, look, we've only just released our merchandise, or some of it, in Big W at the beginning of this year, and that was pretty special. And I think now to see children coming to the shows in, like, a Waffles, a Wombat jumper or a onesie, you know, it's just remarkable. But also on the tour, we have our tour-exclusive merch, which has all been designed by my sister. Her background is in retail, and actually Hayley and I did the Amazing Race together. So there's no other person that could be so hardworking other than my sister.
Oh, Emma, you mentioned that you went on the Celebrity Amazing Race. You've also been on Lego Masters, The Masked Singer, reality TV. Do you love it? You must.
Look, to be honest, I never had the opportunity to ever do it. You know, when I was with the Wiggles, we were so busy. And then as soon as I left to finish my PhD and actually start creating MMM, I've probably done more projects in the last 3 years than I ever have in the last 15. And actually to do some of those shows has been some of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had. And the Amazing Race was really challenging. When we race for, you know, 14 to 17 hours. Like, it's the whole day racing. But when it gets cut up, you know, in about an hour and a half episode, you're like, I was racing so much longer than that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the full experience.
No. I mean, it looked challenging, you know, watching it back, but gee, in the moment, and I think that's what's different about the Amazing Race, is that it genuinely is a proper race.
Is there some challenges in that you were like, oh, this isn't that hard, and then they just didn't put it in or something?
I'm MMM, I can do anything.
Yeah. T-shirt. I've got this, fam.
Why didn't they add that in? I mean, for goodness sake. I mean, really, I think Hayley and I loved all of the artistic challenges, and so when we actually were able to do Bollywood dancing, we were like, yep, give us that again. And every day we would, like, cross our fingers, like, please give us a dance challenge.
Please, boop on the nose. Please boop on the nose.
We've got this.
Well, a big part of your show as MMM is inclusivity, and yourself and Elvin Melbourne do a lot of Auslan and sign language. You have an interpreter at the show. It must be so meaningful to you to have that inclusivity as part of what you do.
It's really one of my biggest ventures, I guess. And so since I left the Wiggles, I've really kind of worked out in my PhD research at the time that we had such a gap of knowledge here in Australia and beyond. And Elvin Lam is an amazing performer and a great friend of mine for about 6 years now. And we were having a chat about trying to figure out how to create a show that would include more visual communication. And so throughout that time, we created MMM alongside my husband, who's a music producer, and, you know, being able to discuss what it's like for him as a deaf performer, you know, it's been such an interesting journey. And now, 2.5 years into MMM, it's just been an incredible way to receive feedback from families that are using visual communication in their own family network, mostly, you know, deaf grandparents or deaf parents that have actually said to us, this is the first show that I can genuinely watch with my grandchildren or with my children. And it's just special. And Elvin actually signs the entire show alongside an interpreter that's also there for extra clarity.
You really are, like, pioneering this inclusivity, aren't you?
It's been a really interesting journey. And we have a few mentors, you know, deaf directors overseas in other countries, like in America, and we chat a lot. And, you know, there's amazing deaf theatre over in America, but we don't really have a theatre of the deaf group in Australia anymore. We used to, and we had amazing opportunities for deaf performers, but not anymore. So really, at this point, we're the only children's show that is integrating 100% sign language principles from the start. But, I mean, we can't be the only ones.
It should be more.
Now, MMM, a day in your life must be pretty busy. You met Bingo from Bluey recently. You've met with the cast of Sesame Street as well, plus a brand new album out, Twirly Tunes.
Oh, look, it's fairly busy. I mean, right now I'm in transit. Look, every day is different, and, you know, being on tour is such a different way to being at home and recording and writing and filming, but every day has been a real adventure.
You're driving the bus as well for all the crew.
I'm driving the bus. You are. I pulled over on the highway. I'm on the same highway.
The orange butterfly bus is literally
driven by MMM. What are you fixing? Repairing the engine as well?
I'm mechanics? Doing a truck stop. I've got the bus. I've got another crew car behind me, and you know we do everything ourselves. I mean, it's the most amazing way to see the country.
Sure, of course, you'd see everything and everyone along the way. Unbelievable. You're a superstar, and we appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much.
We can't wait to get to Newey, and we'll see you soon.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And recently, Crevo, on the show, you tried to bring my oral hygiene into disrepute.
No, I wasn't that.
No, you were.
I was just saying that you waste a lot of water by brushing your teeth in the shower.
Well, you were saying that brushing my teeth in the shower is bad for a whole heap of reasons, one being the water, one also being the hygiene factor, because the shower is not the cleanliest place. And for me, it's very clean.
Yeah, it's not the cleanliest place.
No, right? Okay. I think something's been listening, and that's my TikTok account.
What are you talking about?
Because the phone has been picking up on the conversations and has sent me a targeted ad for a water flosser. Like one of those machines where you spray water into your gums rather than using an actual flossing stick.
I've used one of those before.
All right, what are your thoughts on them?
I didn't like it. I found it too intense.
Yeah, right, okay.
And I'm a daily flossing man,
yep.
So I'm not against, you know, making sure all of that is clear and occasionally get a little bleeding or whatever, occasionally. But that thing was full on.
See, I'm a regular flossing man. Daily, I wouldn't put my hand on heart and say that, but I'm a regular flossing man.
Mm-hmm.
So this $20 item that you can buy from Kmart, plenty of pros, easy to use, gets the hards of reach paces, cleans and tidies, all that kind of stuff. It may not remove your plaque, it can be costly, and it's quite messy because water's spraying all over your mouth.
Mm.
And then on the flip side, just your standard line of dental floss. It's easy to control. You're able to clean each tooth in full. It's hard to reach some places. The bleeding, as you said, and if you have a bit of movement issues, it can be hard as well.
Are you on like a pros and cons website?
I am, actually, because do I want to buy a $20 water flosser?
It's essentially like a Karcher high-pressure washer, but for your mouth. Like a mini version.
I don't reckon my teeth... I have great oral hygiene. Let's throw this out there for the record.
Mm. Yep.
But I don't reckon my teeth would survive. They'd start bleeding. The gums would just collapse on themselves.
It's very intense is what I'll say. Also, I don't know if a $20 one is to be trusted.
Well, that's the thing. Unless you're buying one that's brand named and like
there's
reputable.
There's a premium one. Yeah. I'd go the premium one.
So that's what's on my to-do list at the moment is to debate whether I actually want to go and do that.
Jeez, you have a fun life.
Mate.
Lifestyles of rich and famous. You are living it.
On the edge.
You certainly are. Watch out, Scott's in town.
The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you?
All right, a challenge for you to play human lie detector. All you need to do is figure out, is it myself or is it Scott who has got the real item in front of us and the other person is telling a lie? If you can figure out who's telling the real item in front of them, you can win an awesome prize today.
A double to go and check out Sushi Mango. They're bringing their brand new show Homemade to the Civic Theatre in August. You could go along for free. How easy is that?
Oh, and it's at the Civic, so beautiful night out,
yep,
straight away. And Sushi Mango, these guys are massive on social media. They're on TikTok, huge on there, and people love them.
Yeah,
beloved.
We chatted to the lads recently. The full interview is up now, newfm.com.au. You can buy your tickets online. Just go to the Civic website, but win them for free. Play Would I Lie to You. Now, Crevo, are you a good liar?
I don't think I am. I think the cracks show through, but it's hard because it's just an audio medium, so you're not seeing facial cues.
True. Well, I can lie, and I don't know whether to admit that. I can lie.
Now, is this some kind of pre-game psych out?
Maybe.
Only you can figure this out. Now, I reckon this would be good if you've got kids, because sometimes kids will try and tell you a porky pie as well. Maybe you want a night out for free, or maybe you're just good at reading people. You know, sometimes people just go, I can read. This person was, I knew he was lying to me.
You got to listen for the cracks in Crevo's voice. Or that's Scott's, the giveaway.
Or Scott's voice.
No,
hear that?
No.
That's the sort of thing you can listen for. All right, so who's got the real item in front of them? Now's your chance to win the free Sushi Mango tickets at the Civic. Call now, 4967 4105. We need a player to challenge here and find out who's got the real item in front of them. Let's meet James from Maryland. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. Are you usually pretty good at telling if someone's telling you the truth or not?
Oh, face to face, but not over phone.
Well, this might be a struggle for you then, because it is over the phone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all right, though. That'll be fun still. Now, remember, you've got to figure out who has the real item. Who's telling the truth? Who do you want to go first to describe the item? Scott or myself?
Scott.
All right, okay. Take it away, Scott.
All right, well, James, I have bought in from home because I am a big breakfast guy. Love a big breakfast. A toasty maker. It's like a sandwich press. It's about 30 centimetres wide. It's white. It looks exactly like a toaster maker would expect, and it cuts your sandwiches into the triangles, which is the best way to eat a sandwich, as triangles rather than as rectangles. Don't you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
So, look, have I done a great job in cleaning it? No. Am I holding it very delicately? Yes. Is it from Kmart? Yes, it is. It sounds a lot like this. And that's the sandwich maker that I bought in this morning.
Okay. That is the pitch from Scott. Now, the pitch. I said that there.
Yeah, all right.
Because is it, or is he just like, you know, banging two staplers together? I'll let you decide that.
Not all banging right. staplers.
Okay. Here we have what I've got. Is a packet of bicycle playing cards. Now, with my young daughter Esme, who's just 2 months old, there's a lot of just sitting around watching the baby. That's like half the job, right? Now, I've decided something I've always wanted to do is to learn to shuffle. I've always wanted to learn that shuffle that looks like a bridge, you know, like your arch. You know what I'm talking about? James?
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Crevo, you're 60 years old, as if you haven't learned to shuffle yet.
Look, shuffling on the feet is different. I've always wanted to learn to do the card one, so I've got a packet of bicycle playing cards. Now, I looked these up. Apparently, they're the best ones to get for learning this sort of thing. It's, you know, have you ever seen these before? That's like the red background, white writing. They're not too cheap. They're like $7-$8 for one packet of cards. Anyway, I got them in the mail, and I've got them here in front of me. Hang on, I'll turn this music down so you can have a listen. I'll tap them on the desk for you, all right? There's the packet, and I'll just flick through them. Have a listen to this, right? It's a bit hard to hear. I'll give you that. I'll turn my microphone up nice and loud. Here we go. Have a listen. Listen carefully, all right?
Oh, what is that?
That's me flicking through the bicycle playing cards I've got here. And they're quite sort of plasticky and smooth. I think they will be. I'm not good at shuffling yet, but yeah, that's what I've got.
Oh, Crevo.
All right, so do you have any questions for either myself or Scott?
Nope.
he's on the money.
Straight into a judgment. Okay. Who do you think has the real item in front of me? Is it myself with the bicycle playing cards that I'm learning to shuffle with while I spend hours watching my beautiful daughter? Or is it Scott with his cutlass? Was it staplers you're banging together?
It was not.
Oh, what is it? The sandwich maker.
Sandwich maker.
That's right. That's right. Which one is the real item?
I'm going to go with a sandwich press.
As the real item?
You reckon it's real?
Oh, I could only hope so, I'm guessing.
All right. For the two tickets to Sushi Mango, see them at the Civic. It should be a great show. You're going to laugh a lot if you win them. I can reveal that is true.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well done, James.
Beautiful.
I was blagging my way through it with a pile of sticky notes I found on the desk.
What was the giveaway, James? What was the giveaway?
Oh, nothing. Just I like sandwich presses and I like new toasties.
Yeah, and you heard a sandwich toaster like banging together and went, that's the real sound, didn't you?
We're on the wavelength.
You guys are on. Congratulations. Enjoy Sushi Mango. Another local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
De Novos.
It's been a great show, but we're pretty much done for today.
Getting out of here. Friday's Friday. Done and dusted.
It certainly is. NAPLAN results starting to come out, which is something to, I guess, be aware of, keep an eye out for.
The kids wouldn't be hiding NAPLAN results from you. Surely not. For those that don't know NAPLAN, it's like the standard testing across the board to make sure that you and everybody else in your grade and in your cohort are all up to speed.
Now, Bree, who works at the station, she does a tremendous job keeping a lot of things running.
She's our traffic manager.
Yeah, that, and does a lot of other tasks around the place as well. Has a young child, Cruz, who scored extraordinarily good results in NAPLAN.
We had a look at him yesterday because it's been a hot minute since I've seen a NAPLAN result.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's off the charts, Bree.
Yeah.
It was incredible. He's knocked it out of the park. So big congrats to you, Cruz.
Yeah, huge. We're proud from here.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Just by association.
So make sure if the kids are sitting in NAPLAN or they have sat in NAPLAN test
and you
recently,
see no results.
Yeah, make sure you go after the results.
Just check. Because has a kid ever hidden a test result?
No, never.
Never. Never. Yeah, except all maybe of a sudden, that one time.
A 48 becomes a 98 with the right detail.
Suddenly, like, because it's a little black dot which shows where you are. You know, if there looks like maybe some colouring in has gone on or a bit of whiteout and a movie, like the black dot's not perfectly round, have a look at that.
Definitely one to look into. NRLW kicks off tonight, Crevo.
Yes.
Super duper exciting. The mighty Newcastle Knights, they're taking on the Roosters, 7:45, Mac Jones Stadium. Get your tickets.
Oh, my
God.
Go
and check them out. It's going to be a stellar show. Unfortunately, I can't be watching it because I'm at the Woman in Black tonight.
Oh, my God. So busy. You're such a social man about town.
Lots going on.
Premiere after premiere. Jeez, when do you find time to sleep?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's hard. It's a hard knock life sometimes.
Yeah, being so famous.
But yes, watch the NRLW. I'll be catching up on all the happenings, the whys and wherefores of the game.
Sure.
We'll go over it again tomorrow.
Fingers crossed. We get the win. Come on. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's us done for the day. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.